This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Volkswagen says the software that let its diesel car engines defeat emissions tests was used worldwide and that it had set aside about $7.3 billion to fix the vehicles. VW also agreed to plead guilty to fraud. Scott Walker, rabid anti-union governor of Wisconsin, has dropped out of the Republican presidential primary race. While a super PAC supporting him, unintimidated, was on track to raise as much as $40 million through the end of the year, Mr. Walker's campaign committee ran dry. Super PACs cannot pay rent, phone bills, salaries, airfares, or ballot access fees. They are not entitled to preferential rates on advertising that federal law grants candidates, forcing them to pay far more money than candidates must for the same television and radio time. The steady upward creep in health insurance deductibles has easily outpaced the average increase in a worker's wages over the last 5 years, according to a new analysis by the Kaiser Family Foundation. The Senate failed to approve a bill that would have banned abortions after 20 weeks. The measure fell 6 votes short of the 60 needed to advance. European Union ministers approved a plan that would compel member countries to take in 120,000 migrants seeking refuge on the continent, but only after overruling 4 countries in Central Europe, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Romania, and Slovakia. Finland abstained. The nation's fastest growing age group is over 65. Government projections hold that in 2050, there will be 90 million Americans 65 and older and 19 million people over age 85. The American Geriatric Society argues that ideally the U.S. should have one geriatrician for every 300 aging people. But with the looming shortage of geriatricians, the society projects that by 2030 there will be only one geriatrician for every 3,798 older adults. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.